Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Michael Mooring, Sarah Pollock, and Derek Brandeo. The rest of the team rounding it out. That is the ODJ, Outdoor Journal team. I thought I was missing somebody there for a minute. We've had so many in the team in the last couple of months. But that is it. That is the complete team as of right now. Unless you want to talk about our next guest, who might be considered part of the team. He is the Honorable John Jakubowski, Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, on the line to talk to us about all good things. We're getting back to work. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Great. Thanks. It's interesting you're talking about teams because of the sports that was on during the break, and we're actually talking about sports now, actual sports taking place. And man, it's been for a guy like me that enjoys watching the sports. It's been rough. I'll be honest with you,
John.
I'm sure there's millions just like me all across the country.
If somebody had said to you a year ago, hey, I've got a great story I want to pitch you, and it's going to be about all of society shutting down the whole planet and all of society hunkered down in their homes for months on end. Would you have thought it was a fiction, or would you thought it was a documentary?
Angelo, I probably would have said to you that you've certainly taken advantage of the relaxed cannabis laws here in the
Exactly. Exactly. It's crazy. It's crazy. But you know what? I'm proud to say, in a bizarre, twisted sort of way, I'm proud to say that I will be one of the people on this planet that are going to be able to look back at this and say, I lived through,
it.
Yeah, COVID-19. And younger people say, well, what in the world is that? No way. There's no way. And it'll be cool, so.
Well, and this is going to be much more of a tightened event as opposed to like my dad, grew up. He was born in 22, so he grew up during the Depression,
Right.
And he often said it, we didn't get hit with it up here in rural Ontario the same way that some other areas of the country, because we didn't have a great life to begin with. There wasn't a lot of things going on. When I say great life, as far as economics are concerned and economic opportunities and stuff like that. So we weren't affected quite the same way. And this COVID hasn't affected everybody the same, but it has affected everybody, because whether you've been directly affected or not, your life has been affected by all of the changes that have taken place.
Yeah, and slowly but surely, we're starting to, make some adjustments and get back. John, as you can appreciate, I spend a lot of time talking with lodge owners and operators in the far north in northern Ontario. I talk to them on a daily basis. There isn't a day goes by that, a couple of them don't reach out to me and ask me what's going on down here. And it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart because some of these people are into their, third and fourth generation of ownership, and I was talking to one just the other day, and he doesn't think he's going to make it. He doesn't think he's going to be able to pull through, and it just breaks.
There are a lot in that shape, Angelo, and it's really, really challenging. Not only the shutdown. Now there has been some help extended, but it's doesn't nearly make up for the loss of revenues. And even when we get those lodges reopened, the question is, who immediately
is going to go
back? Who's going to go back there?
I don't.
Particularly if borders are still shut down, and even if borders are opened, because we now have a significant apprehension out there, even as we open the province up in different sectors, certainly in different regions, but also different sectors within the province, there's still a reluctance on the part of the public to fully engage like they were before, because there is a concern out there.
Well, John, I'll be honest with you. We have not scheduled anything yet, and normally we're at least a third of our way through our shooting schedule already for the Fishing Canada show. And not only are we not in that position, but we have nothing in the books. And the reason being, you guys opened up our industry about 10 days ago, and that's the production and film industry. But the problem is twofold. You know, first of all, on a personal note, I haven't quite got my head around traveling and going into places and overnighting and eating in, you know, small little cafes and all that stuff yet. And secondly, how do I impose that on the rest of the staff who may or may not feel good about traveling at this point? And so it's
exactly.
It's very strange, you know.
Yep.
Anyways, we're going to get through it.
By this time, Angelo, you and I would have laid not only a stake in the ground, we'd have laid down the plans for our little fishing excursion, which we absolutely guaranteed was going to take place this summer. And now, yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, not in the cards. I mean, the summer's going to be escape away on us before we can even figure out what we're doing, you know?
Well, you know, one man's tragedy is another man's, animal's good fortune. The fish are safe for another season, John.
There you go. I'm not sure whether they were that worried about my skills, but they'd be a little more concerned about yours.
Let's talk about the good stuff, though. June 1st, reopening of recreational camping on Crown Land, which was great news. June 5th, reopening of short-term rentals, including the lodges that we just talked about, cabins and cottages and that kind of thing, which was great news. June 12th, stage 2, not for us, unfortunately, outdoor and recreational activities such as pools, paintball. Well, I got pinball on my paintball, a mini golf, archery ranges, and a go-kart track. So things are starting to look good. What's next?
Well, as you know, Crownland Camping was a big thing for me because that came under my ministry. And I got to tell you, it was, I don't know. You can probably look back because this is your, you know, business farther than me. I don't remember the last time that Crownland would have been shut down, if ever.
No.
Camping since it was opened up to camping, and so it was a really tough one for us, but we were really, really glad to be able to reopen it. And boy, I'll tell you, the feedback we've gotten has been tremendous. And of course now our Ontario parks are opening, the campers now will be able to move in to Ontario parks, the seasonal campsites. The
yes.
Backwoods camping is already opened, and beginning the week of June 22nd, they're going to start opening the campgrounds, you know, with washrooms, drinking water, and trailer sanitation stations. So that's, and one of the reasons they're a little farther behind, and I had this conversation with my colleague, the Honorable Jeff Urick, Minister of Environment, Conservation, and Parks.
Yeah, he was on 2 weeks ago, I think, on the program.
Oh, good, good. So, yeah, because they got such a job of trying, they got so many parks, and they want to try to coordinate and make sure that they're all ready to be opened. And, of course, we got the big Algonquin on my back doorstep, and that's the mother of all provincial parks. And there's a lot of planning and work goes into making sure that you can have that open in a coordinated and safe way. So, but we are glad to be moving ahead with those things. The people want them.
Oh,
they need
for sure.
an opportunity just to unwind. This is a stressful thing for everybody, and not to forget next weekend is not that Mother's Day free fishing made that big of an impact, because it was early in the game, and not most seasons weren't even open at that point. Some were open, but not all of them. And but Father's Day weekend,
yes,
free fishing across the province.
Nice.
So looking forward to that, and we want people to get out and enjoy this wonderful activity. Is one that families can enjoy and do it while they're practicing physical distancing. And I got to tell you, you know, the anglers out there that have taken part in fishing have been tremendously responsible. We've had, you know, almost, very few issues from our conservation officer's point of view.
Nice.
Somewhere you just needed some, you know, some corrective advice. But it has gone pretty well, and we're grateful for that, because the last thing we needed was challenges as a result of that. But then this will be probably the first big fishing weekend, because the weather has, you know, gotten better and everything else as well. And then the Canada Day week from July 4th to 12th, that's a full week of free fishing. So hopefully people get out and enjoy that with their families, because, good Lord, we all need some family time, you know?
Totally. You mentioned Algonquin Park. Talk to me about that. Preparations are underway. At what point can we expect to see maybe opportunities within Algonquin Park, backpacking and portaging and that kind of thing?
Well, backpacking's open. Okay. Backwoods camping is open in Algonquin, and I got so many calls the first weekend, it was crazy. I like the preview. I give my cell phone number to a lot of folks, and I was getting calls like high, wide, and handsome about going in there, and whether they, because there was a little confusion with whether they could actually fish while they were in there as well. And the reality was, we never closed any fishing season, so if the fishing season was open, they were eligible to fish. But, and that's just people in my neck of the woods here that were calling me in. So I can just imagine what it's been like for others that wouldn't have any personal connection to me. So it was really good. And as Minister Urick would have indicated, they're slowly going to get those, you know, those big, the camp, the Lake of Two Rivers campsites, and those, they're going to get those up and running within the next couple of weeks in full ways, except my understanding, and it's not my ministry, but I want to be, I don't 100% be sure, but I think there is going to be a challenge with, as far as opening showers and stuff like that this year, because of the nature of that activity. So that may not happen. I think the showers may not be available in the campsites.
We'll do it old school. We'll jump in a lake, right? We'll jump in a lake. Who cares?
How many people have told me to do that?
Did you, by the way?
I'm not sure they were telling me because they thought I needed a bath or a shower, though.
By the way, did you say high, wide, and handsome?
I did say high, wide, and handsome.
I've not heard that since I was... You know what else we heard this morning? One of our other guests used the word fool's cap. When was the last time you heard that word?
Oh, my God. That's old school.
That's old school is right. Anyways, it's nice. Well, it sounds great. I just want to let you guys know, too.
My friend, they were dating ourselves.
Oh, no kidding. I just want to let you guys know, you know, obviously, these are very difficult times. People just don't realize every week when we see Mr. Ford, or every day when we see Mr. Ford going to the mic, you know, we just don't realize how difficult the previous 24 hours are on you folks that try and keep us safe, because for us it's very simple. Let us do what we want to do and everybody will be happy, and that's just not the case. So
well, I can tell you, Angelo, last Friday, yesterday was much much shorter, but last Friday we've cabinet we were having it every day at one point, but our final cabinet meetings of the week, now we don't have any on Saturdays or Sundays unless something crazy comes up. But last Friday our cabinet meeting started at 3:45. It was scheduled to go till 6 o'clock. It ended at 9:15.
Oh, I can just imagine.
Because there's so many things that come onto the table, especially as we go through this reopening process. Because, you know, like it's easy to turn off. You know, you need to turn off the key to your car, your boat, your airplane. But when you go turn that key back on, you got to know that all of those systems are operating, right?
Yep.
You're not going to turn the key in your car if you don't know that you've got oil in it, if you don't know that your air pressure is right. You know, you got gas in the tank. All, I mean, it may sound redundant, but when you're reopening an economy, you got to tick all the boxes. And it's been a learning experience for all of us, believe me. You said you'll never forget it. I won't either.
What? Finally, I just want to ask you, what's been your biggest surprise about the pandemic so far, about this whole process? What has been the one big surprise that you just weren't prepared for?
Well, you know, the reality is the scope of it. And probably the biggest challenge we faced, and how do we ready ourselves for the next? Now, we've learned a tremendous amount of stuff. This is way bigger than SARS ever. You know, SARS was a weekend, a 24-hour flu, as they say, you know, relative to this. And then with all due respects to the people who lost their lives in SARS, I'm not minimizing the impact of it, but to what has happened here. And what the biggest surprise for me was, even though we're in a, and nobody was, you know, nobody was really different, is that even in a very, very advanced society like ours, with a great healthcare system, et cetera, how, quite frankly, we just didn't see the magnitude. And when it comes to, you know, personal protective equipment and stuff like this, and what we've learned from it. And the other thing is that how vulnerable our seniors, you know, particularly the aged seniors in long-term care. And boy, we've learned something there as well. And there's a big job ahead of us. And while it's not all on us, it is happening now while we're in charge, and we're going to deal with it.
Well, we've certainly had enough lessons over this one, and we should look at it as a positive, because we wouldn't have learned otherwise. My friend, keep up the good work. Don't be a stranger.
Never.
All right.
Absolutely. Enjoy the chance I get, Angelo, and always great talking to a friend.
All right, and we'll talk to you soon. You take care and stay safe. The Honorable John Jakubowski, MPP for Renfrew, Nipissing, Pembroke, and now the Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry. More journal after this on Shadair Go Away.